Pendengar sekalian, banyak investor untuk swakelola dana hari tua atau super fund yang khawatir tentang gejolak yang terjadi pada pasar saham dunia. Oleh sebab itu, diversifikasi sangat penting dalam investasi, dan salah satu alternatif yang bagus adalah membeli emas. Logam kuning itu diperdagangkan pada level tertinggi pada 3 bulan terakhir, dan meskipun harganya berfluktuasi, namun telah memberikan hasil tahunan sebanyak 9%. Jadi apakah itu investasi yang baik? Berikut ini rangkuman tentang hal itu. Investor Jill Ness berniat untuk membeli emas lebih banyak lagi.
Just part of having that balanced portfolio to always have some gold actually allocation. Obviously in the earlier days it was perhaps a much smaller amount in terms of percentage in dollars compared to where it is today.
Jill Ness, pakar investor ini, memulai investasinya sekitar 30 tahun yang lalu. Sementara itu, Jordan Elisio, seorang pakar ekonomi dalam hal emas dari ABC Bullion, mengatakan perusahaannya sangat sibuk.
2015 was the second best year we'd ever had in terms of sales and turnover with self-managed super funds. So as the equity market's been volatile and as interest rates continue to fall, more and more investors are starting to look to precious metals.
Ia menambahkan bahwa gejolak pasar saham akhir-akhir ini telah meningkatkan permintaan untuk emas.
So typically investors like self-managed super funds will buy investment grade cast bars of gold. So yeah, you don't really want to be buying jewelry or coins if you're buying a large amount for an SMSF.
1 kilogram batang emas dapat berharga sekitar $50,000. Jordan Elisio mengatakan salah satu kendalanya adalah tempat penyimpanan emas-emas itu.
You can store it at home, but that comes with, you know, quite a bit of risk and it's very difficult to insure. The second option is you store it with a bullion dealer who will provide insurance, ongoing reporting, will buy the metal back. Or the third option is to store it in a high security private vault.
Gareth Cogan, seorang financial planner dari Equest, mengatakan menambahkan emas dalam swakelola simpanan hari tua mendatangkan keuntungan sendiri.
Some of the pros to having gold in your SMSF would be the diversification aspect of it. Gold is traditionally not correlated to things like equities. So in times of market turmoil, gold typically does well.
Peter Maguire, analis valuta asing dari XE, mengatakan bahwa nilai emas memang berfluktuasi.
Well, when you look back over the last, say, 3 to 4 or 5 years of trading, it's been very choppy in Australian dollar terms. There's been no real breakouts in the sense of appreciation. The prices have come back from those highs that we experienced in 2011. So over the last 4 or 5 years, it hasn't been a great investment. Also, we have to be mindful it doesn't give a coupon or it doesn't give you a dividend, and that needs to be very much taken on hand as far as an investment. You've got capital gain and capital gain only.
Gareth Colgan hanya merekomendasikan 2-5% nilai emas lempengan saja dalam sebuah portfolio karena masih banyak cara lain untuk mendapatkan nilai emas selain menyimpan berkilo-kilo lempengan emas itu.
For example, you can access gold through ASX-listed producers such as Newcrest Mining. You can access it directly by going to some specialist providers. You can access it through managed funds. You can access it through exchange-traded funds on the stock market.